Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Adrian Adams, and I have the pleasure of being Chairman of the Board of Directors of Acelyrex Pharmaceuticals, and I will be presiding at this meeting. I am very happy to welcome you to the Acelyrex Pharmaceuticals 2022 Annual Meeting of Stockholders. Before I call the meeting to order, I would like to introduce you to the other members of Acelyrex's board that are present today. They are Richard Affable, Jill Broadfoot, Steve Hoffman, Howie Rosen, Mark Wann, and Vince Angotti, who is also the company's Chief Executive Officer. Also present today is Tom McCracken, the company's General Counsel and Corporate Secretary. Tom will serve as secretary of this meeting. We're also joined today by Clara Fong, a representative from our independent registered accounting firm, Withum Smith + Brown, PC. During the question and answer period following the end of the meeting, she will be available to answer questions concerning Withum's services to the company, including the audit of the company's financial statements. I would now like to call this meeting to order. We will proceed with the formal business of the meeting as set forth in your notice of the annual meeting and proxy statement. After the formal part of our meeting, we will provide you with the opportunity to ask any questions you may have. Will the secretary please report at this time with respect to the stockholders list and the mailing of the notice of the meeting?
A complete list of the registered stockholders of the company's common stock on May 25, 2022, the record date for this meeting, is available for inspection during this meeting and can be found at the URL used to access this meeting, www.virtualshareholdermeetingnospaces.com/acrx22. I also have an affidavit from Broadridge certifying that on June 3rd, 2022, a notice of annual meeting of the stockholders of the company was deposited in the United States Mail to stockholders of record at the close of business on May 25, 2022.
At this time, I'm appointing Kathy Blackwell to act as Inspector of Elections at this meeting. Mrs. Blackwell has taken the customary oath of office to execute her duties with strict impartiality. We will file this oath with the records of this meeting. Her function is to decide upon the qualifications of voters, accept their votes, and when balloting on all matters is completed, to tally the final votes. Will the secretary please report at this time with respect to the existence of a quorum?
I have been informed by the Inspector of Elections that proxies have been received for 85,818,978 of the 147,116,132 shares of common stock outstanding on the record date, which represents approximately 58% of the total number of outstanding shares. This constitutes a quorum for the meeting today, and we may now carry on out the official business of the meeting.
Thank you. The secretary will now open the polls and describe the voting procedures.
The time is 10:04 A.M. on July 15, 2022, and the polls are now open for voting on all matters to be presented. If you have already submitted your proxy card, you should not vote again unless you would like to change your vote. If you have not already voted by proxy, please mark the appropriate box on the screen, which will then be electronically submitted to the Inspector of Election. Each share of common stock is entitled to one vote. The polls will be closed to voting after we go through the matters to be voted on.
Thank you. There are four proposals to be considered by the stockholders at this meeting. The first item of business is the election of three Class III directors, Class II directors to serve until the 2025 annual meeting and until their successors are elected. The nominees for Class II directors are Vince Angotti, Steve Hoffman, and Pam Palmer. The board recommends you vote for each of the three director nominees in Proposal 1. The second item of business today is the ratification of the selection by the Audit Committee of the Board of Directors of WithumSmith+Brown, PC as the independent registered public accounting firm of the company for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2022. The board recommends you vote for Proposal 2. The third item of business is the advisory vote to approve the compensation of our named executive officers as disclosed in our proxy statement for this meeting. The board recommends you vote for Proposal 3. The fourth item of business is the approval of an amendment to our amended and restated certificate of incorporation to increase the number of authorized shares of common stock from 200 million to 300 million shares. The board recommends you vote for Proposal 4. That was the final proposal for today's portion of the meeting. The secretary will now close the polls for all proposals other than Proposal 4 relating to the amendment to our amended and restated certificate of incorporation to increase the number of authorized shares of common stock from 200 million to 300 million shares.
The time is 10:06 A.M., and the polls are now closed for voting for all proposals other than Proposal 4 relating to the amendment to our amended and restated certificate of incorporation to increase the number of authorized shares of common stock from 200 million to 300 million shares.
May we have the results of the voting?
The preliminary report of the Inspector of Elections. We had a vote come in at the last second here, 28,000 shares, which has not changed any of the results of the election. So starting over again, with regard to Proposal number 1, Vince Angotti, Steve Hoffman, and Pam Palmer are elected as Class II directors of the company to serve until the 2025 annual meeting and until their successors are elected. The selection of WithumSmith+Brown, PC as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2022, is ratified. The compensation of our named executive officers, as disclosed in our proxy statement for this meeting, is approved. With respect to the proposal to approve an amendment to our amended and restated certificate of incorporation to increase the number of authorized shares of common stock from 200 million to 300 million shares, there are not yet sufficient votes to approve this proposal, and as such, the meeting will be adjourned, and the polls for this proposal will remain open, as will be discussed later in this meeting. We expect to report our preliminary voting results, or if available to us on a timely basis, our final voting results from today's meeting on a current report on Form 8-K to be filed with the SEC within the next four business days.
Pursuant to the power vested in me as the chairman of the meeting by our bylaws, I will now adjourn the meeting until July 22, 2022, at 10:00 A.M. Pacific Time. The polls for Proposal 4 will remain open to permit further solicitation of proxies, provided that voting for Proposal 4 will have to be closed from today through Monday, July 18, for administrative reasons. Stockholders can attend the reconvened meeting at the same virtual meeting link, www.virtualshareholdermeeting.com/ACRX22, and using the same access code that was used for this portion of the meeting. Only Proposal 4 will be considered by our stockholders at the reconvened meeting. The approval of an amendment to our amended and restated certificate of incorporation to increase the number of authorized shares of common stock from 200 million to 300 million shares. All stockholders of record on the record date of May 25, 2022, are welcome to attend the reconvened meeting, and stockholders who are voting by proxy may vote or revoke or change their vote as to the proposal to be considered at the reconvened meeting until then. If, at the time we reconvene the meeting, there are still insufficient votes to approve Proposal 4, we may further adjourn this meeting, if necessary or appropriate, to permit further solicitation of the proxies. This concludes the formal portion of today's meeting, and the meeting is now adjourned until July the 22nd, 2022, at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. We would now like to provide the opportunity for stockholders to ask questions. Vince, our CEO, is available to address questions about Accelerix's business. There is a Q&A button on the bottom right of your screen you can use to submit any question that you may have. Are there any questions?
Hi, Adrian. This is Vince. Yeah, we've got a few questions. There's a common thread between the bulk of them, and that is really on the expense structure, our historical spending practices, and our plans for expense reductions in the future. I think it's an important question that we continue to address on an annual basis and even quarterly with our calls. Our expense levels and cost reductions are always undergoing evaluation. And just last month, if you recall, on our earnings, we actually announced the reduction of annual OPEX expenditures to the tune moving forward of about $9 million. That will take effect really beginning with the third quarter, very late second quarter. We're going to continue to evaluate our burn rate where possible, and our goal is to focus on the preparation for the pre-filled syringes and the NIAID NDAs moving forward. So just as we commented before, our focus is gradually shifting towards our pipeline, I should say on a more speedier fashion, gradually with the pre-filled syringes and NIAID, we will remain on that task. Another question asked about news flow and any new additional items we can comment on. All I can tell you today is that our plans have not changed. Our two NDAs for the pre-filled syringes of ephedrine and phenylephrine remain on task for this year, and we remain on task potentially for an EUA submission for NIAID in the first half of next year. So we are staying on plan. We'll continue to reduce expenses, as previously commented. Also, question relative to, are we staying on task for a potential business development deal for DeSuvia? We are remaining on task with that as one of our core areas of focus, and we are open to several different options for that, whether it's the divestiture, a co-promote, or something along those particular lines. Again, all in our effort and strategic direction of minimizing our cost structure on DeSuvia, allowing it to have a better penetration into the market with a larger, more satisfying commercial operation that can reach all different potential end users and allowing us to focus on the pipeline. Rafi, there is a question I will turn to you as it relates to the listing of the company based off of the current share price and what our process is for following regarding that structure.
Sure. Yeah, as we have disclosed, I think it was last month, that we are following the NASDAQ process, appeal process, on the delisting notice that we received, and we are in that process with NASDAQ, and we expect to receive the response from NASDAQ in due course, as we've disclosed.
I'm looking to see if any additional questions are coming in, and that is it for our questions, Adrian.
Okay, thank you, Vince and Rafi. Since there are no further questions, that will conclude this meeting, and I'd like to thank everyone for your attendance today. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your attendance. The conference has now concluded. You may disconnect.